for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher and fresh-baked yeast rolls, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the Monterey sandwich loaded with bacon, jack cheese, grilled chicken, and barbecue sauce. Or a juicy New York strip today at Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon in Anderson.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with 2 years, 25,000 miles free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. And Toyota of Easley gives away $1,000 every 2 weeks. All you have to do to enter to win is test drive a car. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Valentine's Day is upon us, and you know, your team at Reed's Jewelers will make sure you find what you want for your loved one. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's Jewelers. Upstairs in Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there at Reed's Jewelers, go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle.
Whoa. You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. We appreciate John Haidt joining us today. And now we move right on to legendary Dr. David Chow. Dr. Chow is has been a NFL team orthopedic doctor. He's an orthopedic surgeon, practicing orthopedic surgeon. He's a radio and TV personality and a Twitter phenomenon. All of those things and more. Dr. Chow, we appreciate you joining us today. Thank you very much.
Maybe one or two of those are true.
No, they're all true. I frequently get to hear you on satellite radio. I always enjoy your commentary and your insight. And I have some issues that I need somebody to answer for me, and you're the man. So if you don't mind, let me jump right into this. First of all, in the case of Tua Tagovailoa, who is being projected by most draft nicks and draft people as a top five pick, and it's a given, and the Miami Dolphins have targeted him forever. Does any of this make sense to you based on what you know to date? Is that logical? Because, I mean, I've heard a specialist in New York with Francesa say that in his experience, that it may be a 2-year recovery period. Is Tua as healthy as is being suggested? And what do you know, or what do you believe to be his long-term prognosis?
Well, it's obviously a very complicated answer, and I'll try and answer to the best of my ability. First of all, full disclosure. Number one, I have not examined Tua, looked at his x-rays, MRI, CT scan, or anything. Just the mechanism of injury itself. And obviously it was clear that he dislocated his hip, even though I was on cell phone video at Costco with the kids at the time. It was that obvious, and even wrote an article on it. And, you know, and the second disclosure I will make is that I had the chance to speak with the young man at Radio Row and in Miami during Super Bowl, and his parents. And I was always rooting for the kid, and I couldn't be rooting for him any harder. Such a nice guy and what have you. I did not purposely probe deep into his medical condition and ask questions about it because I thought that would be a little bit unfair,
right,
since I was an orthopedist. But we did have a general conversation. And, you know, if you remember, this kid is so tough. Like, I can't believe that he attempted, or they got him up and tried to walk him off a little bit. Remember that?
Right.
The hip dislocation is about as painful as a thing that you could ever have. And he kind of confirmed, yeah, he had tears in his eyes because it literally was that painful. But with that being said, I think the first hurdle is if he has avascular necrosis, which is the blood flow to the hip and the head of the femur is cut off. That is a potential disaster, and that becomes a Bo Jackson type situation. Of course, some reports have already said that that's not going to happen, and hopefully those are all true. And of course, now you get a report saying the CT scan shows his fracture is healed. Well, here's the way that I take it. And the glass, is it half full or half empty? You know, I want to lean towards it being full, but here's the realities. The fact that the hip fracture is healed is of zero surprise to me. These fractures heal reliably. The question is, what's the status of the articular cartilage? If he avoids avascular necrosis, how much early arthritis will he or won't he get, and what sort of range of motion will he have? And that'll all get determined at the combines when all 32 teams get a look at him. For your listeners, and I said this a while back, all the reports about Tua are going to be positive right now until combines. Because why? His agent, Lee Steinberg and company, are doing their job. Kudos to them. And Tua's doc, the only source for his health information is Tua or his doctors. And for his doctors to say anything, it has to meet the patient's approval. So you're going to get an understandably rosy picture. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying you're going to get the good side of it. And hopefully that continues. Now, hopefully when the combines come, you don't hear a rumbling of bad news, because by the time 32 head doctors, 32 assistant doctors, 32 athletic trainers, GMs, and other people start knowing about his medical condition, sometimes you hear leaks, and sometimes the leaks are real, and sometimes they're subterfuge to get a player to drop to them at number 6 or number 5, et cetera. So you're going to hear positive news right now. Let's just hope it stays positive when the combines come and go. And I'm rooting for this kid. Look, if he were being drafted 15 years ago, I think he doesn't go in the top 5, because when I was working in the NFL 15 plus years ago, GMs would come to me and say, if we're drafting in the top 5, we're drafting for the next 12, 15 years. Can he do it? Well, let me tell you, in the later part of my career in the NFL, the GMs were saying, can he make it through a first contract, right? The focus changed. I think he can make it through a first contract. Is a 90% mobility Tua worth a top 5 pick? I'm not a GM, but the answer is probably yes. So we need to find out the medical information at the combines, and then I think GMs will start to get a feel of what they think. But, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic.
How rare an injury is this? Because I've seen it suggested that it's quite uncommon. There's not a lot of history in this injury. Is this an injury that you have seen in working with NFL teams and athletes in the past?
Yes, I have seen it. And, Stefania Bell's talked about it a lot and how great it was that they got it back in quickly at the stadium, and that helps. That's all true. I've dealt with it in my career. Only one time in the NFL, a wide receiver in a preseason game dislocated his hip similar to this, was put back in the socket on the field. And I think he returned to play in week 10 and even scored a touchdown in week 11 of that season. So there is some precedent for it. I am not so negative on it taking 2 years to recover. I'm more of the what happens long term in terms of arthritis school on Tua.
Yeah, and just to for the listeners and from my layman's standpoint, it's my understanding that in this situation, the ball left the socket and it was replaced. It was put back in quickly, which it was my understanding is extremely advantageous in this situation. Is that right?
Well, you know, the quicker the better. Like I said, we put it back in on the field. This one, they you know, got him up, carted him off, and took x-rays and put it back in, still within, I think, half an hour. So that's pretty darn good. And here's what you got to understand. I think your listeners might understand this. Everyone either themselves or knows someone who has dislocated a shoulder. And I'll bet you no one other than this Tua example knows anyone that dislocated a hip.
Right.
Hip dislocations are extremely traumatic. I mean, high-speed motor vehicle accident-type injuries. And the reason why is the hip joint and the shoulder joint are fundamentally very, very different. The shoulder joint, in terms of bone, is more of a golf ball on a tee. And the hip joint is a true ball and socket joint, which is why it's very hard to dislocate, which is why Tua has an associated fracture when it happened. Whereas, you know, heck, you take the Clemson football team, I'm sure there were probably three or four kids this year who dislocated their shoulder. And I'll bet you there hasn't been a hip dislocation in a single one in the last 3 or 4 years and probably last decade. I mean, it's just that uncommon, so to speak, in terms of the numbers compared to hip dislocations, compared to shoulder dislocations.
When the medical evidence is in at the combine and all these teams have had a chance to examine him and evaluate his situation, are you expecting a uniformity of opinion, or is this going to be a situation where there's a great divide on what his future holds?
Well, you know, I had the fortune or misfortune, either way you look at it, of going to about 20 NFL combines. So, here's what I would say. It can be both, but I do not believe there will be complete uniformity of opinion. Just like it's rare that there's complete uniformity of opinion on who should be the top draft pick.
Right.
Look, some experts are saying Tua is the top draft pick.
Yeah.
Others have said Joe Burrow is clearly going to Cincinnati, and that's even in this year. But in any given year, I think there is always some controversy as to who rates where. And, it's not an exact science predicting the future of some of a young man's hip, just like it's not an exact science for a GM to predict the production of a quarterback or a wide receiver or a running back or whatever position.
Let me rephrase that. Would you expect some NFL teams to take him off their boards as a result of this?
What's the relative definition of take off the board? If for gosh sake, Tua were to fall to the second day.
Right.
I guarantee you.
From a round one perspective, let's say.
Unless there's an avascular necrosis disaster, I don't see from right now today. Now, admittedly, I might be a little jaded because I really like the kid.
Right.
Okay. I don't see how a team will remove him from the entire first round, especially if it's down into the late first round.
Okay.
I could see a team being more nervous about him and taking him off of, a top pick, or they evaluate him close enough to another quarterback to go a different direction or to trade down and let someone come up to do it. But if I were a betting man right now, I'd give long odds that he stays in the top 10, barring disaster. And he's got a real good chance of staying in the top 5 if all the current reports stay true. So, it's an interesting situation here. And, the bottom line is teams will believe with their own eyes of what they saw and their team doctors saw. They don't listen to really other people. They're not going to read the reports of Tua's doctor. They're going to form their own opinion, just like GMs form their own opinion about who should be their top draft pick.
Let me go back for a minute, because there's another procedure I'd like to ask you about, if time allows here. And that's the tightrope procedure that he has had done on both ankles. First of all, is that a procedure that is regularly done at the pro level? Does the union prevent that procedure from being done? Because it seems to me that, you know, Alabama sort of claimed ownership of this procedure. I realize they're not the inventors of it, but what I sort of wonder about was that procedure done, in your opinion, as sort of a rush to get a college quarterback back on the football field to win games? Or is that procedure done as standard operation at the pro level?
Well, first of all, I will tweet in a second here on my timeline an article that I wrote. And the article was entitled, Tua Tagovailoa Surgery is Not the Norm. And that's relation to his ankle. And so with that, I'll put it on your Twitter timeline so that you can retweet it or do what you want with it. But so no, it's not the norm. I joke, you know, you're obviously a Clemson station. Is this throwing shade at Alabama?
No. I'm not at all. I'm curious about the whole situation though. And it's just, it's not a procedure that I hear about being done at the pro level. And I'm curious how often it's done at the college level. And maybe if the need to compete for national championships is a driving factor in getting somebody back on the field in that manner.
I hear you, but the drive in the NFL is just as great. And in my article,
but they have a union.
In short, well, but the union doesn't have anything to do with it.
Okay,
it's
all right.
Up to the player. It's up to the player to say yes or no.
Okay.
And bear in mind, at no time am I being critical of the Alabama doctors.
Right.
I didn't evaluate Tua. I'm just saying that this situation doesn't really come up in the NFL, and you can read the article.
Okay.
But if you go back to his first his second surgery, remember, yeah, he had a high ankle, but he walked off the field.
Right.
Right? So Saquon Barkley this year in the NFL did not walk off the field. He was in crutches and a boot and couldn't put weight on it, yet he came back in 4 or 5 weeks. Right? Tua walked off the field and walked in the ambulance and then had surgery. Right? So the surgery may be indeed more prophylactic than
I was just going to ask that
with recovery.
Yeah, I was just going to use that exact word. Was it more prophylactic in nature? All right, one last question about that. All right, he's had these procedures done on both ankles. It's my understanding that makes the ankles permanently stronger than they were before. Maybe that's an inherent weakness of his. I don't know. Is that the case? And is there any long-term repercussion from having that procedure? In other words, can there be an arthritis factor, an arthritic factor regarding those procedures?
There can be an arthritis factor from the injury. There probably is not an arthritic factor from the surgery.
Okay.
Does the surgery make him permanently stronger? Categorically, no.
Really?
Because the tightrope, by definition, there are knots. It's a sliding, whatever you want to call it. There's no surgical knot in the world that is as strong 3 months from when it was tied to 3 months later or 6 months later or a year later. So, no, I do not believe it is any stronger as a result of it. But on the other hand, is there a downgrade for the ankle? I would be very surprised if there was any downgrade on the ankle, and it would really be more for arthritis. So I think that for somebody to say this kid is injury prone, he's had three surgeries, two on his ankle and one on his hip, is probably not accurate. To say that he had a major injury on his hip and we need to evaluate it, I think is very accurate. I think the ankle stuff, he probably won't get downgraded much for it in terms of medically at the combines. Once again, opinion and from afar, not having exams.
Right. Hey, Dr. Chow, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us and answering all these questions. Terrific job. Really enjoyed the conversation. Love to have you back sometime.
Thank you, and a shout out to my daughter, who's actually in South Carolina, but at your Clemson rival school.
So, how about that? How about that? She's a South Carolina Gamecock student.
Yeah, Genevieve is a freshman this year.
Very good.
Hopefully your signal reaches out there.
Very good. Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Chow. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
How about that? People loving that on the text line. Good reason. Let's evaluate some of that when we come back. Waltip to the Red Rage. Quick break.
Hey, Tiger fans, opening day for Money Lee and your Clemson baseball team is Friday, February 14th at 4 p.m. as they start the season with a three-game series against Liberty. It's not too late to purchase your baseball season tickets and flex packs. You can do that by visiting ClemsonTigers.com or by calling 1-800-CLEMSON. We look forward to seeing you all season long at Doug Kingsmore Stadium for Clemson baseball.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is offering free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 4747. That's promo code 4747 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you ordered some wipers online with our free same-day store pickup? No problem. We'll grab those for you so you can get back on the road. You know, we also offer free next-day delivery. You just order what you need on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m. and we deliver it to your front door the next day. It's perfect for those projects that can wait until tomorrow. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible items on orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylists can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at With Urban Nirvana, McBee Station, or the Shops at Green Ridge, online at UrbanNirvana.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla says do not let go of 2019 so fast. Save over $7,000 on remaining 2019 Ford Edges. Take $11,000 off remaining 2019 F-150 XLT models. Remember, no dealer fees when you save over $5,500 on all remaining 2019 Escapes. It's simple. No pressure, no dealer fees. 57 years of doing business the right way. Come experience the difference at Edwards Auto Sales, Walhalla, South Carolina, or visit us at edwardsautosales.net.
It's almost here. It is a new year, 2020, March 14th. That's the day I'm talking about. It's Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, brought to you by no other than Henry Ramirez and all the gang at Upstate Medical Associates. And this year, it's going to be a huge success. And it's really great, too, because we've got some great swag. Just for signing up, $25 in advance for the 5K and $50 in advance for the half marathon. Now, you're going to get a nice jacket, a visor, a tote bag, and just for finishing the 5K, you're going to get a medal this year. So it's going to be really, really terrific. Sign up today, make a commitment, and come on out and join us on March the 14th, starting at 8 o'clock. And we'll have some great prizes beforehand. Julian Davis will be there giving away some great cash prizes at the beginning of the race. Bradley's Jewelers got some jewelry to give away. And we've got great food from 313 Cafe. Now, if you want to know more information, check out our website at www.seneca.sc.us and commit yourself today to Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K.
This President's Day weekend, B.F. Goodrich is honoring trailblazers everywhere and our 150-year anniversary with our most monumental deal ever. Come in February 14th and 15th and get $150 via reward card after submission when you buy a set of four new B.F. Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. Offer lasts just 2 days.
Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for complete details. Offer expires 2/15/2020. Void where prohibited.
All the sports that's fit to air. Brad and Ben in the Press Box. Weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
To the Road Rage, we are back. Let me thank Dr. David Chow for taking the time to join us on short notice. Text said, really good segment, Walt. This man's real. It's very informative. Another says, fantastic guess, exclamation mark. Appreciate it. People seem to have loved the draft stuff as well, so we thank you for that. And actually, now's the first time all day you've had a chance to get in the show. So if you want to jump in on anything that you've heard today, now would be the time. 654-7627, 654-7627. Dr. Chow made several things clear. One that we knew of, that he had not physically been there to diagnose or examine any of Tua's medical records. But he sounded, you know, and he admitted that he had sort of befriended the young man. He found him very likable and he's rooting for him. And he said, I may be a little influenced that, but he sounded generally positive about the hip situation. You know, he spoke about one particular situation, which would be difficult to overcome. But to his knowledge, that wasn't immediately pertinent to a situation. So he made it sound as if things seem to be heading the right way. Although he acknowledged that this is what everyone's going to say, that his agent is Lee Steinberg, and that's what Steinberg is going to say, portray that his client is fine. I've already said that. I've already made that exact argument about Lee Steinberg. We've had Lee Steinberg on the show before, by the way, and he was a great guest too. In fact, that was a terrific interview. That was a fabulous interview, really informative. But, you know, Lee Steinberg is going to try and portray that his client is fine. And so far, as he said, this is all you have to go on. He said, until you get to the combine, no one really knows anything. It's all speculation. It's all speculative. And I think that's the truth about it. And that's why this notion of Tua in the top five seems far-fetched to me at this point. But he's looking at it from the other perspective. He seems to think that, you know, on the suggestion of that was made by the doctor with Francesa of the two-year period, he seems to think that that might be extreme and that Tua's recovery should go more rapidly than that. I was interested in this information. I realize he can only approach it from a generic perspective. You know, I asked him about the, how common this injury was, because it was my, opinion based on what I've read that it's very rare. And he indicated as much, you know, he said he had only seen one case in his NFL career. And he said it was a wide receiver. He did not name the wide receiver. But he said he had only seen it one time in his NFL career. And he said, you know, he described it quite differently than the shoulder joint, which I believe he described as a tee and a golf ball, and that the hip joint is a full ball and socket. And to be dislocated, the ball has to be completely dislocated. The ball has to pop out of the socket as it did into a situation, which is an extreme injury. He said, you know, to that that it required a fracture to actually knock that ball out of the socket. And that's the severity of the hit. Now, you know, as we all remember that hit, it didn't look that bad at the time, but that's why you can't really tell about the severity of some hits from a television monitor. Obviously it was more severe than anyone knew at first, but he seems to think that the general prognosis for Tua at this point is positive, while fully acknowledging that report the other day, the report about the bone being fractured, he said that means nothing. He said, I think he hears the word, the bone will reliably heal. I believe that's his actual wording. The bone will reliably heal. He said, but that's not what's at issue. He said, that's not an issue at all. So the reports the other day, he basically, without saying as much, but he basically described those reports as meaningless. No, actually, he did say that. He said those reports were meaningless. I was going to say bogus, but he said meaningless. Those reports were meaningless. And again, he made it clear that nothing is really going to be known until the combine. And again, that's sort of been my point all along about the projections of Tua at 5 or higher, is that if nothing's going to be known until the combine, then how does anybody know he's going to be 5? You know, I don't know. I may view it more negatively. And, you know, and he basically said, the ankles are no concern. He doesn't think that'll be a factor, in discussion of Tua being injury prone. I will disagree with him there, because I come at it from the perspective of the NFL teams and in evaluating him. I think all of those things are a part of your medical history. And teams that are going to invest a lot of money into you are going to want to know about all of those things. And again, sort of your penchant for injury. He did make it sound, though, like, you know, one thing I thought was interesting is, you know, I asked him whether the tightrope procedure made the ankles, you know, permanently stronger, you know, almost bionic, if you will. And he said, I think his words were absolutely not, in response to that's not the case, that it does not make the ankles. And yet I have read that. In reading up on that procedure, I have read that the belief is that makes the ankles stronger. Dr. Chow did not agree with that assessment. And he would know. And he said that is not the case. He also indicated that the procedure is not done at the pro level, which is what I believed. That's why I'm curious. Now, he clearly did not want to get into the blame game kind of thing. And I knew he wouldn't. So I wasn't trying to lead him down or walk him down that path. I wasn't trying to, intimate that Alabama was responsible for all this. I can do that on my own when he's not on the line.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need him for that. You know, I mean, I wanted to know the facts of the situation, and then I will utilize those facts as I choose later. And my belief was that this is not a procedure that is performed in the NFL. And I was curious why. And I said, you know, we had a little conversation there, and I said, well, they have a union too. And he said, yeah, but it's an individual player decision. Well, then why aren't individual players choosing to have that procedure? I got confirmation on that. My belief was that this tightrope procedure is not performed in the National Football League on any sort of regular basis. And he indicated that. He said, no, it's not. Okay, why is that then? If it's not a union matter, if it's not like rushing players to get back on the field, and the union is against that principle of putting some bolts in and rushing players to get back on the field, then why wouldn't players on their own opt for that procedure? I think it's curious. I think the whole tightrope procedure is curious to me, because it seems a device that is heavily utilized by Alabama to get their players back on the field as quickly as possible. I'm sorry, that's just what it seems like. Remember, Alabama sort of suggested that, I don't want to say that they invented it, but they acted that way. And of course, they didn't invent it. But they may be one of the only people using it. It does not seem that this tightrope procedure is being widely utilized by anybody else. It doesn't seem like it's being utilized in the National Football League, where the players are paid. And it seems to me that its primary usage is to get the athlete back on the field as quickly as possible, and whether that's to their advantage or not. Was it to Tua's advantage to be back on the field after the second procedure? Or did that injury, in fact, lead to the hip injury? I think anyone with common sense who watched the injury knows Tua couldn't move. He couldn't escape, couldn't move, didn't have the ability to extend, evade, escape pressure. And I think that led directly to his hip injury. Again, none of this was meant as an indictment of Alabama. This is just my thought process after the fact. And I'm not even doing that now. I'm curious about it. I'm curious about who else is doing this. I'm curious about what other major college football teams are doing this. It seems that no NFL teams are. And I find that interesting. I find that interesting. And again, that was my belief going in, and I wanted to know about it. Texter said, as an Arthrex employee, I can assure you it's being used everywhere. Just a lot of press around Tua that made news. Well, but it's not being used everywhere because it's not being used in the NFL, as we just learned from a doctor who spent his whole life in the NFL, that procedure is not being used. And I don't know how often it's being used collegiately. But give me some examples. Because I don't hear of any others. I mean, I hear of high ankle sprains all the time, but I don't hear of this procedure being done on high-level athletes of any sort. We'll continue all this discussion. You want to get in, now's a good time. 654-7627, 654-7627. Regardless, we appreciate Dr. Chow joining us. I thought it was really informative. Provide a little insight into a situation that we've been in the dark on. And the bottom line, in what I heard, the bottom line on this is Dr. Chow is saying no one knows and no one's going to know anything until the combine. I think that's the truth of it. I think that's the truth of it. And I asked him, would you expect any uniformity of opinion after the medical reviews are in? Because he said, 32 teams and their doctors and all are going to evaluate them. I said, would you expect any uniformity of opinion? And, the generic answer to that is no, because there's no uniformity of opinion in anything. And you can't get three people to agree on anything. We say it all the time. But I think it's, my guess is people are going to be 50-50 on Tua, even once the medical information's in. That's my guess. And again, this is a shot in the dark, because to this point, there is no tangible hard facts to go by in relation to his hip injury. None. That'll be determined at the combine, as Dr. Chow stressed repeatedly. Kiwi Financial, Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor. We provide a totally independent perspective on your savings, your investing, your retirement planning. Do you think our economy's headed for a recession, or are we going to continue down our current strong economic path? Regardless of the direction of our country's economy, you can structure your savings and investments for weathering the coming storm or enjoying the continuing sunny days ahead. Regardless of your age and position in life, we can build a portfolio that fits your current needs and your goals for the future. We'll analyze every aspect of your potential issues in retirement. Do you need a better understanding of Social Security? Do you know from where and how much your income will be after you retire? Do you know all you need to about Medicare? We strive towards making a difference in our clients' lives and removing doubt about your financial future. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive. And call us today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043. Or check them on the web at kiwifg.com. Of course, when you call them, tell them I sent you. It's how this works. 864-654-5043. Still to come later today, the Rolling Stones ticket giveaway is for today. And tomorrow, I will be live at Twin Peaks where I will be giving away two pairs of Rolling Stones. We will have two winners in the Rolling Stone tickets giveaway. You will actually not get the tickets. But tomorrow, you will have to be on site to win. On site to win. Today, we will have a pair in which you can answer via the phone. Walter Petula Road Rage will take a quick break. Now's the time to get in. 654-7627.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
The health Dear, we only care about one kind of fat, belly fat. It increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, anxiety, and depression. Inches on your belly can be years on your life. It's not worth ignoring, so call the Health Dare. We specialize in blasting belly fat, and at the Health Dare, the second person is always free because we won't let you do this alone. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
There's still a few months of winter weather ahead, which means the inevitable ice storms that hit here in the upstate every year. Don't let heavy ice-covered power lines leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer. Ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit them online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
State Credit Union is pleased to bring you some exciting news about your investments. State Credit Union has just raised their rates on many of their deposit accounts. 36-month CDs are now 2.33% APY. 48-month CDs are 2.59% APY. And best of all, State Credit Union's money management account offers yields as high as 0.95%. Check it out today and open your new account online at scscu.com. State Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
Walt Tiptula, Red Rage. We're back. We're getting a lot of interesting texts, including from several doctors. One doctor at 871 writes, good for the short term, not for the long term, promotes a kind of grinding. And I've asked a follow-up question there, and I'm waiting for an answer. And Doc, I appreciate your response. I think he's referring to the tightrope procedure. If that's true, that's interesting to me. And then this from another doctor says, tightrope is the name that Arthrex gave their product for treating that type of injury. Each surgeon uses different companies in their operating room, so you won't always hear the word tightrope. You'll hear the product name of that company. Gotcha. Your question seems to be more focused on how common it is to treat a high ankle sprain using the method of cross tibia fibula fixation, which is what tightrope does. And he answers, I would say it all depends on the severity of the sprain and, to your point, how quickly they want the athlete back. Right. And I appreciate that. I appreciate all the medical insight. I really do. It's fascinating to me. And I am interested where it's being utilized, when it's last been utilized to get high-level football players back on the field. Is it being regularly utilized at other institutions other than Alabama for that purpose? And again, I'm curious as to why the NFL is apparently not using it. Sergeant Parsons says, I've had multiple severe high ankle sprains in the Air Force, never heard of that type of surgery. If it was common, the military would use it to get our troops back in the fight as soon as possible. Trust me, they would. This is all sort of curious to me. It's curious to me that we see other athletes get high ankle sprains all the time and they are not undergoing this procedure. Is that their own will? Is that a choice that they're making on their own? Is the procedure viewed as too expensive to just routinely have? Is it not the normal practice? Is the normal practice just to let it heal? And again, Dr. Chow indicated that it basically does not become bionic afterward, that the joint is not strengthened from where it originally was pre-injury. And that was not my prior understanding. So I gained some insight there. It's all fascinating. Jay is writing me, he said there's an article in Sports Illustrated about a doctor who was credited with normalizing the tightrope procedure. And again, for my purposes, I'm just going to continue to refer to it as tightrope, even though I fully understand what the other doctor had written me about, that it goes by various names, and I understand that now, but I'll just keep referring it to it as tightrope because I need to refer to it as something, and that is the name by which it's come to be known in at least athletic media circles. But the whole thing is fascinating, and Tua at a young age has sustained a lot of injuries. Whether teams view that as a tendency, I think remains to be seen. And I'm still interested in the doctor who had written me about the grinding and whether that becomes a problem long term with that injury. Because remember, Marona, I had asked him this as well. I asked Dr. Chow, was there any detrimental deleterious effect from the the procedure? In other words, can it lead to an arthritic condition? And I think he indicated that was possible. Quite honestly, we discussed so many things. I'm not 100% sure of what his answer to that final question was. I'm not positive of that. But regardless, I think we did get some insight into where the situation stands. Either that or we don't know any more than we did, which is probably the truth too. I think it was really informative. I think it's a great conversation. But the bottom line is his initial comments, he made it clear that, you know, that no one's really going to know anything until the combine. Until these teams are able to evaluate him and determine for themselves. And that's another thing he indicated. They're not going to go by his doctor's testimony. They're going to want to evaluate him on their own and determine whether they view his injury as something that he can recover from in a timely fashion. And again, I think ultimately his mobility, you know, how much of his mobility returns and in what time frame. Ernie asks, Walt, can you interview a South Carolina legislative rep to give us an update on our sports gambling bill? Sure. Yeah, let's put that on the list, Rona. Let's do that because I'm interested in that topic as well. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza. Here's the deal. Today is the 12th. On the 14th, Valentine's Day, Joe's New York Pizza is having a very special evening. Do you realize or know how difficult it is to find a place to go out on Valentine's Day for a romantic evening? Joe's New York Pizza in Clemson is going to have something special for you this year. Very special. Friday, February 14, 2020, a no electricity, candlelight, family style, four course Valentine's dinner, which will include soup, salad, your choice of an entree, your choice of dessert, your choice of beer or wine, a very intimate evening for couples with a violinist and a rose for each lady. How about that? Only $70 per couple. Make your reservations now. This is going to sell out. And by the way, I don't know the status of it right now. There are two sittings. Again, those are 5:30 and 7:30. Reservations only at 5:30 and 7:30. It's limited seating. My guess is that you have very little time. It's not just that it's 2 days from now, but my guess is you have like very little time to try and reserve your spot. So I would call the number right this second, 864-722-5464. 864-722-5464. It's Joe's New York Pizza. It's Valentine's Day. Trust me, do it. You'll thank me later. Tester wrote, am I missing something? Oh, how about that, Ramona?
What's that?
Tester 275 wrote me. He also gave us law enforcement people $10 off for the event. I can't wait. How about that?
Wow, that is awesome.
I did not know that. So, hey, if you're law enforcement, apparently John Joe's giving you 10 bucks off the price, which is pretty amazing. So go check it out. Go do it before you run out of time. You'll thank me later. All right, I've received a couple messages. Tester 940 has written me that from what he understands, Dennis Pitta had the former BYU tight end had the procedure done, the Baltimore Raven, and that he did not return for a year and a half. I'm going to look that up because I do remember him having a hip injury and I do think it was a dislocation. But I don't remember the details of his situation. So let me see. Baltimore Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta's career is likely over after he dislocated his hip. Okay. You know what, Ramona? There was another question I should have asked Dr. Chow. So one of you other doctors maybe can answer this for me because it relates directly to what I'm reading. Baltimore Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta's career is likely over. This was June 5th, 2017, after he dislocated his hip for the third time in 5 years. That's the other question that I neglected to ask. And that is, you know, I only had 15 minutes of a segment and I'm ad-libbing that entire conversation because that I didn't know we were going to have him on until I was on my way in here. But even had I not been, I'm still limited and I think we covered a lot of ground. But in having a little more time to think about it, that would be a subsequent question I would have asked, which is, does the initial hip injury lead to the possibility of reoccurrence? Does it make you more prone to sustain the same injury again? And in Pitta's case, I guess you would have to say the answer is yes. Now, I'm not 100% positive, that those were all on the same hip, the same side. I don't know. But what I'm reading is Baltimore Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta's career is likely over. This was, again, June 5th, 2017, after he dislocated his hip for the third time in 5 years. It says hip locations are relatively rare as the joint is very stable, as we discussed earlier. The bone is shaped like a true ball and socket, as we also discussed earlier. I'm trying to pull up another article from the Ravens. Dennis Pitta suffers another hip injury in practice. Dennis Pitta's worst football nightmare has come true. He has injured his hip again. It's unfortunate news. He re-injured his hip at today's OTA session. He's undergoing tests to determine the severity, General Manager Ozzie Newsome said. This is incredibly disappointing, obviously, for Dennis and the Ravens. Just like last time, it happened without contact. It happened without contact. Now, again, Dr. Chow indicated it would seemingly take a violent force. Now, maybe violent force caused the first one, but then does that lead to an increased likelihood of additional hip injuries and or to the likelihood that it can then pop out more readily without contact? Pitta stretched to make a catch just like he's done a million times, fell to the turf, tried to get up, but couldn't put weight on his leg. After his second hip dislocation fracture, he set out nearly 2 years before making a miraculous turn last season. Let me tell you about Priority One. For all your security needs, there's Priority One. No one does it like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. Look, they're great people. They matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tata's campaign for 3 straight years. They wrote big checks. They're actively trying to prevent cancer in our community. That alone isn't reason enough to let them protect your family and your loved ones. This is tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry, complete and total professionalism. This is what you get with Priority One. Look, we live in a dangerous world. Security is a personal decision. I realize that. You know, and maybe the bad guy will never find you. Maybe they'll find you 3 days from now. The question is, are you ready? When you're ready, dial the number. Tell them I sent you. 288-1400, 288-1400, Priority One. We're going to talk more about Pitta when we get back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
This is James Hill, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We're excited about another season of Clemson Tigers baseball, and we look forward to what Coach Lee's team will do this year. Remember, Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information on all our levels of care, visit clemsondowns.com or call 654-1155 to arrange a visit for you and your loved one. It's been a great season for Clemson Downs and Clemson Athletics. Go Tigers!
The new 2020 bat arrivals are here at First Team Sports. First Team Sports is the only place in the upstate you can try out your bat before you buy it. See your exit velocity, launch angle, and direction of hit with Rapsodo Hitting. You'll get the best bat suited for you. Check out the 2020 Louisville Meta DeMarini CF and more. All 2020 bats ranging from USA, USSSA, and BB Corps. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
Have you ever had to travel out of the country only to find out at the last minute that the IRS has suspended your passport? Let the Green Law Firm deal with the IRS to restore your passport. It's this type of IRS interference and many others that David Green and his staff know how to properly approach and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car?
Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money. The much lower...